The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome into the program. You know it, it's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and I appreciate all of you joining in with us. Today we have a special show. It is our privilege here at Blue Sky Broadcasting to celebrate and honor our veterans, especially on this Election Day. Somehow 2024, this really fits together for me. One of my guests is Tom Lindley. Tom is a veteran, and he is the Veteran Services Officer for Bonner County. You're going to hear his story and be reminded of all the programs and services that are available to our veterans. He's got all that information for you. And if you want to voice your appreciation, we are taking phone calls today. I know it's difficult because so many of you are out driving around, but if you want to call in, 208-265-8255, that's 208-265-TALK, then you can say thank you to our veterans. And also joining us today is Henry Clemens from Tendril. Tendril is a healing center here in Sandpoint, and he has got information for us today about clinics and treatment for traumatic brain injury, which is related to our veterans who can suffer these kinds of traumatic incidents on their head, in their brain. Right? Through combat, right? Or bombs.
Combat in all sorts of circumstances, yes.
All right, excellent. All right, you guys, all that is coming up for you right after this first break.
Making your winter checklist better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather, and when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
To find out about our funky town, connect up to Sandpoint Online.
Election Day is coming, and it's a big one for state and county races. There are big ballot measures, including Proposition 1 for open primaries and local option taxes for Sandpoint and Ponderay. SandpointOnline.com's Election Central has a complete voter guide to everything on the ballot. Get to Election Central and get informed, and be sure to vote on November 5th.
Sandpoint Online.
Nestled within the walls of the charming historic Hope Hotel, you'll find Bee's Beacon. Check out the stunning sunsets with a delicious dinner and their new fall menu. Every detail is designed to ensure a delightful dining experience. Join them for Monday night football starting at 3 p.m., then open Thursday till Saturday from noon till 8 p.m., and Sunday brunch starting at 10 a.m., lunch and dinner till 7. Join them at Bee's Beacon at the historic Hope Hotel.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Paid for by Hims & Hers Health. Hims & Hers Weight Loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at 4hers.com apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs, but too few can access or afford them. Hers is changing that. At 4hers.com/start, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans tailored to you, like GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredients as Ozempic and Wegovy, or oral medications at a fraction of the price. That's right. You'll save up to 89% per month on compounded semaglutide based on pricing through Hers. the same active ingredient as the name brand drug at 89% less. There's no hidden fees and no membership fees. Just one low, transparent price. And the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Get started at forhers.com/start to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans that put you first. That's forhers.com/start. forhers.com/start.
News Talk 97.1.
Everybody, welcome back in. Thanks again for joining us today. Say hello and welcome to our guest, Tom Lindley. He is with the Bonner County Veteran Services. Tom, thank you for being here. And this is your repeat performance here.
Yes, ma'am. I guess I didn't do too bad last year.
You didn't.
I appreciate you having us back.
This is the return. And also, Henry Clemens, this is your first time, at least on my program. Welcome. Happy to have you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Tom, I'm going to start with you. And, you know, you are a veteran, and I think that you gave some of your story last year, but our listeners always like to hear a veteran story, where you served and a few thoughts about it.
So I went into the Air Force in January 10th, 1991. America was at peace. 5 days into my service, where I was still getting yelled at and just running around trying to make the bad man stop, we went to war. And so I spent the next 29 years at war. So that's all I knew of my service was, yeah, we go places and we do things.
What was that first war? Was that like Desert Storm?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was, and I actually got to serve in Desert Storm, and then I actually served in every named operation except Bosnia for the entirety of my service.
And in the Air Force, what was it that you were doing?
I was an airborne computer technician on AWACS for the first 17 years. So I took off with the plane, I brought the computers up, I fixed them in the air, and flew all over the planet and just had a great time doing it.
I needed to call you when my CPU just, you know, sent me unbelievably nasty messages.
And then the last 13 years, I was in the MQ-1 and the MQ-9 program. It's the drone program is what most people refer to it as. And we hunted terrorists all across the globe. So.
Wow. And so you were the tech end of the drones, like programming them?
I actually flew the cameras and the missiles and the bombs.
Ooh.
Yep. So I did God's work.
You did God's work, and you did a work for America. Thank you very much, Tom, for your service. What is your, I mean, you're a veteran services officer, so I'm thinking that you did have a good experience in your military with the Air Force, and that's why you're in such a healthy, I don't know how I want to assume anything, but to serve other veterans and help other veterans.
It is. And so when I thought of taking another job after the Air Force, I just wanted to do something that would be impactful. And so I took inventory of what I actually enjoyed in the Air Force, and it wasn't staff meetings, it wasn't white papers, it wasn't performance reports. And truthfully, I had the most fun flying and helping people. And so I decided, let's find a job helping people. And that's what I do, is I help connect veterans with their benefits. I help them find a path from where they're currently at to receive the most benefits they can from the Veterans Administration, from the state, from local government. If there's a way to connect you, we do. And we partner and team with great organizations here in Bonner County. The Envision Center has been awesome to work with. We work with a bunch of little nonprofits, North Idaho Veterans, Thin Line Community Support. Met Henry and just got interested in what he was into, and invited him to come and talk to us as well. But we work across, basically all across the panhandle. Our outreach goes from Clark Fork all the way out to Old Town. We help veterans from Libby all the way over to Spokane.
Okay, so they don't necessarily have to just be residents of Bonner County. They can be boundary and come in and get...
100%. And I made a rule probably the first or second week I had the position was, if you sit in front of me, I will help you.
You know what I like and what I'm hearing, Tom, is that you have specific parameters of what you're doing and what you're serving, but you're really a lot of a clearinghouse for other organizations that serve also, not just Bonner County Veteran Services, but like Envision and other nonprofits.
That's 100% correct, because we're static. We don't move. Our phone number doesn't change. Our website doesn't change. Our Facebook doesn't change. And we have an email list that we put out information to those that want to participate. We update our Facebook weekly with activities that are going on.
That's because you're a heavy techie, of course.
Partially that, and partially because I'm fighting to get information into the hands of veterans however we can.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that information. Let's begin with the list, because there's a list, and then we'll get into some of the details of those services, like disability compensation and pension. Now, you've got a definition of compensation and, I don't know, pension, if we can get into those weeds. But you have information on that and what the differences are, right?
Yes. So VA disability is you broke something while you were in service. It's still bothering you today. We connect it to something that you did while you were in service. And then the VA is more than interested in compensating you for what it broke, for what the DOD broke on you. And pension is different, where you didn't break anything, but you don't have financial means. And if you meet this set of criteria, the VA will help get you up to, basically it's the poverty level. They'll get you up to that poverty level.
And you know what I hear you saying, Tom? Like, this to me, it's like a lot of government programs. They can be very good, but there are just a lot of definitions and rules and regulations. And honestly, my experience at a university in Southern California is really, you know, you need help in understanding what the requirements are, what the eligibilities are, and that's what you do to help people through this, to navigate.
If you've ever filled out a form for the United States government, it probably involved gnashing of teeth, tearing of clothes, throwing of ash. And that's why I have a position, is because your fellow citizens of Bonner County and your elected officials said, hey, this is important enough that we don't want you to have to gnash teeth to be able to access your benefits. So we'll hire somebody who can gnash for you.
And the bottom line would be they won't be able to access, because it's not that they can't understand, it's that really some of the forms are a little bit confusing. You also have medical benefits, and I'm just going to skip to educational benefits. Are those kind of the top ones?
It is. And truthfully, when you look at it, the disability payment, it maxes out at about $4,000 a month. But the VA will take you, and if you can get connected through their medical program, you have a $200,000 heart surgery. They cover the whole thing. The true beauty is in the medical benefits. And anybody that on the civilian side of the world that's had to pay for medical insurance or deductibles or bankrupted a family because somebody got sick, that's the true beauty of your Veterans Administration benefits.
100%. I have a neighbor who a year ago, in fact, he came on the show and talked all about, you know, the process he went through, not veteran, but just the health part of it. And the whole thing was taken care of. All the meds, the surgery, the rehab, everything was taken care of. And it was just totally a good thing. And he served for many, many years like you. I think it was around 30.
Yeah. And the Veterans Administration, they're actually working to shed the image that they created through the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, even the 80s. And so they're really looking to find ways to say yes to our veterans. You know, and I've heard so many times, especially from my Vietnam era customers, well, I got frustrated with them and I gave up.
I know. I was just thinking Agent Orange. That was just like a big no. It's like everything. No, it doesn't cause cancer. No, 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 whatever.
Turns out it does.
May be making that up, but that's my memory.
Yeah, and that's really what they dealt with. But they kept fighting. our Vietnam veterans kept fighting and kept advocating for other veterans, and that's where the PAC Act came from.
What about the education benefits? Do they stay with them the way the medical does all the way through their life, or are there some limits to the education benefits?
Most of the GI Bill benefits sort of, you have about 10 to 15 years to use them. But there are other benefits depending upon, it depends. There's a vocational rehab program that they have, but you have to be a certain percent service connected. You work with a counselor and they work you through the process, and somebody flight follows you to make sure that you're staying on target and that this new vocation that you're seeking out is actually suits you. So there's more requirements associated with it, okay. But it's a great program.
But it's there,
yep.
Again, depending. And that's where you come in. You help the vet. Can I say vet, or do you like the whole thing veteran? It's all good?
We're good.
All right. There's another one here. I've got young people in my family where the home loan guarantee is looking really good. That just is what an amazing benefit for our veterans.
It is, and it's so it's zero down. You don't have to. And what's the average price of a home in Bonner County? It's $600,000?
I think maybe 450.
Okay, so
the average.
So let's say 450, your down payment's $90,000. How long is it going to take a family to pull together $90,000
exactly.
on a conventional loan?
Right. And then the month to month at what, 6% interest or whatever, yes. You can grab now. Zero down. And again, there are certain parameters for qualifying for that, or
if you served, if you got out honorably, and like,
do all the benefits depend on being discharged or leaving honorably?
Not all of them. They're starting to realize that maybe humans didn't treat other humans so kindly in the service. And so they're making concessions now for certain aspects of different characterizations of discharge.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're fighting to find out why, you know, instead of just saying, just throwing away somebody that got in trouble and got removed for other than honorable, they're like, well, what were the circumstances of that? You know, were there mental health issues that were involved? Were there? And they start asking questions and drilling down. But sometimes it's perseverance as well on the veteran's behalf.
Another thing that just popped into my head, I mean, I don't know what the percentages are. I should have looked it up, but I just thought of it. Between the men and women who serve in our military. So I'm thinking the highest percentage of the veterans you serve are men, and a lower percentage by quite a bit are women. Do you get a lot of women vets in your office?
Female vets. Not a bunch, because I believe on average it's probably 15 to 20% of veterans are female.
Okay.
And let's give you some for instances. The VA is tracking, or the VA says there's like 4,289 veterans in Bonner County.
So, say that number again.
Like about 4,289.
Okay, so 4,300, say.
So of those, 10 to 15% are females. So 400 are females. Of those, less than 50% will ever seek out their benefits from the Veterans Administration.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Why is that?
Because most of your veterans are stalwart people. They are a little bit stubborn, a little bit self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're done with their time, they're done. And so they don't seek out benefits until it's much later. And my favorite saying is, you know, you Vietnam guy that served 55 years ago, well, it's been a couple months since you got out, hasn't it?
And now they're showing up, maybe because the rubber's hit the road a little bit, maybe in health or maybe in family or whatever.
All of the above.
Yeah. I meant to do this at the beginning. There is like a difference between the Veterans Administration itself and Bonner County Veterans Services. Can you give us a good definition of what that means? Because I just figured at the very beginning it was all kind of the same thing.
The Veterans Administration. There's actually three administrations that fall under the umbrella of the VA. There's the Healthcare Administration, the Disability Administration, and Cemeteries and Burials. We help you with benefits for all three of them. We are not the VA. Mm-hmm. We are your advocates.
Oh, that's a good way to say it. Yeah.
Your benefits. So we, again, like I said last year, we help you.
Yes. And like I said earlier, you're like a clearinghouse for all this information, plus other organizations beyond the VA, which I didn't know, which I think is excellent, whether it's Tendril in terms of a healing center or Envision to hook veterans and their families up with other organizations that can provide other benefits, maybe to their children or whatever.
Yeah,
excellent.
We really seek out ways to help veterans.
I like that zero down payment. Hey, listen, anybody out there listening in today's housing market, is that just for the veteran or the veteran's widow, or do veterans' dependents get in on any of this if they're not veterans?
Believe veterans, in some instances, widows, but it doesn't transfer to the children.
Yeah, quite a bit doesn't transfer to the children unless they're maybe underage or dependents.
Yes.
Or something. Then there is.
They're underage, or most of the benefits stop at about 26 if they're still in.
Well, 26.
College. So if they're still seeking out, most of them peter out at 23. There's a couple that hang around till 26.
Mm, 26. Oh my goodness.
But it's.
I was thinking 18, but.
Again, it's your...
Depends.
It does. It's...
All right. Excellent. Tom, you are answering all of my questions. A plus. Hey, everybody, stay with us because we have a lot more information coming your way. And we're going to take that second break right now.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe. Carbon monoxide detectors save lives. Because if kerosene, propane, natural gas, or wood isn't burned properly, dangerous carbon monoxide may result, and it can build up indoors without you knowing, as it's invisible and odorless. So protect yourself by installing UHL-approved carbon monoxide detectors. If carbon monoxide is present, the detector will alert everyone to get out of the house, where you can safely call 911 for help. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
Winter's approaching fast. Are you ready for it? Pro-X Home Center has everything you need to battle the ice and snow, like shovels, tube sand, and ice melt. Heat things up with hot deals on Iron Strike wood-burning stoves, stovepipe, and accessories. Plus, Pro-X sells and delivers North Idaho energy logs and pellets. They also have insulation, pipe wrap, heat tape, roof heat cables, and so much more. They're your one-stop shop for winter supplies inside and outside your home. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
We all know just because gifts for loved ones can look like flowers, a spa day, or maybe even planning date night. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a bouquet of flowers, this is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-596-2626 or go to selectquote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-596-2626. 1-800-596-2626.
Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. This month, to get prepped for winter, we will be providing complimentary battery load tests and checking coolant quality during every oil change. Also, we just received confirmation that Mopar has extended the buy three, get one for $1 promotion on select tires through the end of November. Please remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today, Pierce Auto Center.
North Idaho's Radio, News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome in again. We are doing a special program today that we are honoring and celebrating all of our veterans in all of the various military services. You guys and you women are wonderful, and we honor you and we thank you. And on the program today is Tom Lindley. He is the Bonner County Veteran Services Officer, telling us about how he helps veterans access benefits and understand benefits and understand what's available and understand what has to happen. We have another guest here, Henry Clemens. Henry, welcome to the program again.
So much, yes.
And you are with an organization called Tendril, which I'm totally interested in that, how you got that name, but which is a healing center. So tell us about Tendril and what services you provide to the community.
Sure. So Tendril is first and foremost an herbal apothecary. So we have clinicians, we have two herbalists who have been through school, and one of them trained as a functional medicine practitioner and educator. And between the two of them, they have 60 years of experience as clinicians using plants in lieu of pharmaceuticals. So, particularly in the last few years, there's been a lot of disillusionment with perhaps the motivations of the pharmaceutical industry, and also recognizing that our power has been somewhat taken from us, or maybe we've sort of subtly handed it away. But we're at a point where we're ready to begin recognizing, like, I am having liver issues. I can pull these dandelions that I've been fighting against for so many years and cook the roots. And here I have a powerful medicine growing freely and availably right in my yard. And I don't have to rely on these other things. So I think one of the beautiful things about this paradigm shift that we've been going through is that we're ready to start stepping into a place of greater responsibility with our own health. And it's so beautiful to see the way that people are really embracing that in this town. And so our store provides education, I mean, over-the-counter education. Come in, talk to us, ask us questions. We have experts, and not just the information that you're going to get over the internet, because let's face it, the internet is based upon reactions. And the greatest reaction that people have is, being upset about something.
Please, the internet, you'll see something on, I won't even say where, and it's some herb out of Amazon or out of the Amazon River,
yeah,
Brazil or wherever. And it's like people will buy that and start taking it. I mean, it's just like, what are you thinking?
Yes.
You don't know what that is. You need to find people who know. I want somebody who will cook those dandelion roots for me, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to go dig them up, and I just have to confess. That's beyond my sphere of
Come to have some of the tea that we've made, but we don't have that service yet.
I know.
We don't. That is in the plan, though.
You know.
But, and that's exactly, people are so, we're sort of a silver bullet or a magic bullet culture right now.
Exactly.
And it's baloney.
Yeah.
It takes consistency. It takes a desire to change. And really, one of the things that we find in our practice, my wife and I have been doing this for 20 years.
Here in Sandpoint?
No, in Sandpoint only. We've been open for about 3 years.
Okay.
But we practiced in Colorado and then also in Oregon and some other places.
Welcome to paradise.
Oh, thank you. We love it here. Well, this is the only place that we've moved back to.
Yeah. I love it.
But,
that's good.
What we've noticed is that it's not about the process of getting better. It's about the process of becoming the person who has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires a lot of engagement.
It seems like big pharma I mean, I think there are things in the traumatic area that people need when they're in a car
Absolutely.
Accident, and you've got to get them under an anesthesia or whatever, stents in their heart, I don't
yes.
know. But for the curative stuff that's more chronic stuff in our body, I mean, I have talked on the air, and a lot of people go vegan, but really it's because it's all plant-based. Now, I never get into discussions about people who eat a lot of meat, like sausage or sugar. But honestly, they're all looking at each other. But there is something in at least emphasizing the plant family. If you can at least lean into it a little bit, you will immediately see benefits to your health.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, most of the medicines, I have a background in biochemistry and molecular biology and these things. Most of the medicines, the pharmaceuticals, are based off of certain plants anyway. And then they've extracted something and then sort of amplified it and taken it out of context, which leads to unfortunate consequences and side effects. But still, we're looking at the same constituents. We're looking at the same medicine. Just one is in its whole form. Also, it's riding it with a bunch of other nutrients and other constituents that are going to be beneficial in many ways.
Right, taking so, the whole plant or the whole...
That's right.
The whole food, if you will, or the whole root.
That's right. But I do want to, before we jump to the next thing, I do want to say we are 100% advocates of our conventional modern medicine.
Yes.
It's all about the right tool for the right job.
Right. You kind know, of it, holistic as the word
that's
is.
That's right. The truth of medicine is beyond our little dogmas of, oh, we're this and you're
exactly.
that type of thing. There are truths in all of this. And if we can transcend that sort of dynamic, then we're going to find what's best for the person in front of us, be that, yeah, you need antibiotics right now. Yeah, you need to go and have this operation right now, whatever it is. Or, yes, we have enough time before this gets serious. You don't have to go on these harmful pharmaceuticals. There are other options.
That's where we want to be.
So it's all about that balance.
Give our listeners a list of what are the services that Tendril provides, and where are you located? Wanted to get that in, too.
Okay, well, for all of us diehard sandpointers, I'm including myself. Shh. Then we're located where SoPro used to be. So we're on where Main and Cedar Street divide. So essentially, if you follow Cedar Street, what is that, to the west, across Fifth Avenue, and then we're about 3/4 of a block past Fifth Avenue on the right-hand side when you're facing westward.
All right.
Right across from Lynn Care also is another spot that a lot of people know.
So what's the address?
532 Main Street.
Okay. All right. And so what are the various services that you provide? And another question I want to get to is, do you do specials for veterans?
Yes, absolutely. I'll answer the second question first. We absolutely do. And we're working off of an older business model, which is take care of the person in front of you, and I'm sure that the community will find the support to make sure that the business continues. So I want to tell all of the veterans and all of the people who are interested in this but feel like, oh, I can't afford this type of thing, so I'm not even going to go in and talk to these people, please come in. We've never turned anybody away. We'll always figure it out. It's all about taking care of our community, and the rest will follow.
I love this because you and Tom are like peas in a pod in terms of your commitment to helping the person who's in front of you any way that you can with whatever expertise or benefits or services that you have. It's all about that person that's there right now. They need help. You're there to help them some way.
That's right.
I like that. So give us an idea of the various services that you offer.
Sure. So we have an apothecary of plants, more than 200 medicinal plants, and we have people that can
like
use it.
Like powders or capsules or?
Powders, capsules, and crushed herb, dried herb, aerial parts, roots, stems,
essences,
barks.
Like
we do have essential oils as well, and tinctures, which is an alcohol extract. We have oil extracts as well, topical application. We do a lot of various products, like we have an amazing face care line. But also, we do, you know, salves.
I need that. I don't have the beard that Tom has, so I need that.
He's hiding behind the beard, a beautiful skin and baby face, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then we also have a hyperbaric chamber. We have a 1.3 atmosphere chamber now, and this weekend we're actually getting a 2 atmosphere chamber, so soon we'll have 2 hyperbaric chambers.
And what is that good for?
Hyperbaric chambers are fantastic for improving cellular health. For a single use, essentially what you're doing is you're breathing oxygen under pressure, right? And that forces the oxygen deeper into the tissues. So on a single use or something like that might look like, well, I've been sick and I just can't quite get better. Like, I'm done being sick, but I'm just so depleted. I'm not recovering, or I'm exhausted. I've hit my wall, you know, adrenal burnout, fatigue, these types of things. And a single or even just a couple sessions in a hyperbaric chamber is going to force enough oxygen into the cells to give you the ability to start, you know, recovering. It'll just kind of give you that hand up.
On healing, you were talking about healing. I was told, I don't know if it was a hyperbaric chamber, but it was something like infusing me with something before I went on a couple of big trips to just like totally pump up my immune system for getting on the airplane, walking through airports and strange places and markets. Is that true?
Well, absolutely.
It's more there's like preventative power in the hyperbaric?
Absolutely. So when your body is depleted, your immune system is not going to be functioning as well. I mean, yeah. It's as simple as that.
But if you're not depleted, you're just like bumping along, but you want to bump it up because going to be in a challenging situation.
And I would say yes, and there's probably more functional things. Like, for example, our halo therapy or our salt room, it's where you go in and you breathe salt, essentially dry micronized salt
particles. Listen, I did a salt boothy thing. It was like a phone booth.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize I was going to have like white stuff all over me because
yes.
They told me to cover up. And I thought, well, yeah, I don't need to cover up. I'm getting claustrophobic anyway. But it knocked kind of a beginning sore throat cold that I had. This is about a year ago. I don't know. It's just me. I'm always in. If I do something like that, I'm all in. I'm like, yes I'm receiving this.
Yes.
And it knocked it.
It does. It's amazing.
Healthy. It is amazing.
A salt room saved my father's life. He had he had tachycardia as a result of, you know, an illness. And I'm not exactly sure how. I don't know the science behind it. But somehow his sinus rhythm evened out while he was in that salt room.
We have to take a break. This is my last question because, see, I'm going to get yelled at. Not yet. Not yet, Pat. There is something very healing about salt.
Oh, it's
amazing.
I mean,
we all know, my mama taught me to gargle with, which I'm going to go home and do today, gargle with warm salt water or snuffle salt water, you know, with a neti pot to cleanse things out. It's just, why is it so healing? What is it about salt? It's just this essential elemental thing that heals us.
You know, I can talk about the biochemistry and the molecule and all of that type of stuff, and it's antimicrobial, it's antibacterial, but there's something more about it. Like, we don't have a salt booth, we have a whole room, and I've put salt on the walls and beautiful designs. I love caves, and so I built it like a cave,
but
and it's such
a
nice
cave, right?
And when you go
in, is it
a
little cave?
It's comfortable.
It's not claustrophobic.
No,
cave.
No. You can fit plenty of people
in.
And you just walk in. You can ask Tom. You walk in and it just feels like cleaner. Yes.
Is there something about salt lamps or is that a scam?
I mean, you know, it's not ionizing. It's molecularly, you're not getting much out of it.
Okay.
But if you like it.
Visually, it's
visually,
it's
then
pleasing.
It's working.
They are pretty.
They are pretty. They are.
And they taste nice. Colors. If you're out of salt at the dinner table, you can just shave a little on. You know?
Oh, my goodness. All right, everybody, stay with us. We have more coming your way today. Thanks a lot.
Manakay Realty has a new commercial property with over 350 feet of frontage on Highway 95 in Sagal, 3.28 acres and an approved ITD encroachment permit. Business ready with a manufactured home, three beds, two baths, an outbuilding, barn, and a 40 by 40 shop. One Sagal water hookup included, southern exposure and views of Baldy Mountain, $875,000. See the professionals at Manakay Realty, manakayrealty.com.
Nestled within the walls of the charming historic Hope Hotel, you'll find Bee's Beacon. Check out the stunning sunsets with a delicious dinner and their new fall menu. Every detail is designed to ensure a delightful dining experience. Join them for Monday night football starting at 3 p.m., then open Thursday till Saturday from noon till 8 p.m., and Sunday brunch starting at 10 a.m., lunch and dinner till 7. Join them at Bee's Beacon at the historic Hope Hotel.
Those extra pounds aren't just inconvenient, they're dangerous. A ticking time bomb, waiting to explode into diabetes, heart disease, or worse. That's your future, unless you do something about it. Spokane Weight Loss offers a natural program that helps you shed up to a pound of fat every day without restrictive diets or grueling workouts. We focus on the root cause of the issue and remove it. We are not a short-term band-aid on top like the other options available.
After years of dieting, I finally found Spokane Weight Loss, where I lost 48 and a half pounds and 17 inches. I know the secret.
With Spokane Weight Loss, you'll get real results that last. Shed up to 30 pounds in just a month. Thyroid, hormonal, or autoimmune issues making it tougher? Our program gets to the root cause of weight loss resistance and targets your health overall. So you not only lose weight fast, your other health conditions will improve as well. Diffuse that ticking time bomb before it's too late. Call Spokane Weight Loss now at 509-486-7868. At 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. Or visit SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We're talking today with Tom Lindley. He's with the Bonner County Veteran Services, and we're talking to Henry Clemens. He's with a healing center organization called Tendril that have some amazing things for you and for veterans to take advantage of. All right, Henry, you have got an event coming up on November 16th from 12 to 2. What is that event?
Okay, so this event, and everybody's invited, please, it's at Smokesmith Barbecue from 12 to 2 on November 16th. It's our meet and greet.
M-E-A-T and greet. I love
it. And you'll
that.
See flyers and invitations are going to be hung up around town. So what this is that I inspired by my own TBIs, and also I have a lot of close friends and that have suffered through this. I put together a project where we're designing a world-class traumatic brain injury recovery program that we're starting off gearing it toward veterans and law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, and people who are serving our community that have suffered as a result of it. And this program, whereas most of them happen in these big fancy places and it's very, very expensive and difficult to get in, I recognize that all of the resources that are required to create this are available, and so I've been going around the community, connecting with other practitioners and healers who can fill these slots, and I've drawn together a program that is comparable to, if not significantly better, than any TBI program out there in the country.
That's incredible. And it's right here in our local hometown. You don't even have to drive to Coeur d'Alene.
That's right. Coeur d'Alene will have to drive up here.
They'll have to come here for TBI, traumatic brain injuries. And so everyone is invited to this meet and greet. I love it. November 16th at Smokesmith Barbecue. I'm already inviting you guys back, Henry inviting you back, because we didn't really get down into this as deeply as we need to. So maybe after this event, down the road, if you're having another event like this, and I know you're having a clinic next year for TBI, traumatic brain injuries, you are invited back. This is good information for everyone, and especially the way that you're focusing and maybe giving some specials to our veterans.
100%.
Amen. That just sounds so good. I love it. Tom, coming back to you, I know you've got information on connecting with you, Facebooks and websites and phone calls. Give us the deal.
Bonner County Veteran Services. We have a webpage. We have a Facebook page. We post veteran events in the entire region on the Facebooks. We post things that are going on locally as well as just in the both sides of the border. So connect with us. Let us help you. Tell us what we're doing right. Tell us what we're doing wrong. Just stop by and visit.
Where are you located?
We're in the new building. We're in the new EMS Station.
Ooh,
1.
Aren't you lucky?
And I think the address is like 521 South Division.
Yeah.
Suite 121.
Just across the street from the current old county building. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you can just Google Bonner County Veteran Services. It's all going to pop up for you, all kinds of different things to click on, and you're going to get there and you're going to see. Or Facebook, go to Facebook, they are there, and it will get you to the website and the Facebook, and it will get you to a phone number. What's the office phone for anybody out there that wants
208-255-5291.
Well, 5291, that's easy to remember. 255-5291. I like it. That is the office for Tom Lindley, who is our Bonner County Veteran Services officer, really a clearinghouse for all kinds of programs and a clearinghouse for bringing interesting people that have services for vets. I just want to remind, because maybe Dante will come back on the jiu-jitsu, because that was totally interesting. And we'll have Dante and Henry on talking about those services. Very cool. I'm into it. We have room. We've got a third microphone and a third chair. We can do this. Look what you've started, Tom.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for supporting this.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you so much.
There's something that I don't think we've got time for this on. I saw this on the website, and I know you guys are going to agree, but I'm going to read it anyway. It's veterans are saying, I have done things that haunt me at night so you can sleep in peace. I have been away from my family so that your family can be safe. I have sacrificed part of my life or a lot of my life so that you live free. I, a veteran, have done these things because I've sworn an oath to my country. And this last one, Tom, I have a question on it, if it's true or not. I mean, it's nice, but is it really true? It says, and I will live by this oath that I made to my country until the day I die, because I am and I always will be a U.S. veteran.
You're going to make
me
cry.
It's another, it depends.
Yes. Everyone's experience is a little bit different, but the truth of the matter is, for the majority of your veteran population, they're Americans first. They are really interested in making our world just a little bit better.
That's why we love our veterans. I mean that so sincerely. And you know, I know it's for the Marines, but I think it's true of the Air Force and the Navy and Army and Coast Guard, National Guard. It's all the same. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Once a military service person, always that. I love it. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.
If I may, really quickly, speaking for the civilians out there, you know, they served us, and it's our time to step up and serve them as well.
Oh, I love that for the last word. Thank you, Henry. Next week, we're going to meet the medical staff at Cornerstone Direct Primary Care with many on-site programs, including 24/7 physicians, pharmacy, physical therapy. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves. Slow down out there. I was out there with the ISP. You guys are naughty. And may God richly bless you, my friends.